Worship is more than a song. Worship is not about style. Worship is not about us. Worship is all about God. It is our response to God's greatness, God's love, and His majesty. For every song sung, there is a story. Welcome to Worship Song of the Week Season 4, where we get to hear the story behind the song.
You're listening to my Worship Song of the Week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday. WSW, Worship Song of the Week.
Hello guys, how are you guys doing? I hope you're doing fantastically well. My name is Adria Osakade. Welcome to today's episode of Worship Song of the Week. I am so excited and delighted to be here with you today. How was service for those of you who were able to attend service today, whether virtually or in person? I hope that you had a very fantastic time at church today. I hope you listened to whatever message that Pastor preached, and I hope that whether you took notes physically or you took notes mentally, I hope that you're planning to work towards, you know, working the word, right? Because it's not about hearing, it's about us applying the word that changes, that transforms us from the inside out. And the word of God is that powerful. It transforms. But we also need to play our part in applying it into our daily lives, okay? All right, that being said, today I'm not going to be featuring any artists. I'm going to be featuring myself. Mm-hmm. You heard me, Abby. You didn't know that I was a singer too. I'm sure you do know yet, right? So I'm going to be talking about my song, I Will Get There. Well, the story behind it. It's a long story, but I'm going to share the short version of it. I wrote that song, or I started writing that song in 2005. I remember vividly when I started writing that song. I was lying down on a speaker in a studio. Back then, I used to be one of the sound engineers at a studio. It was like a studio setup, so Jam Tech Production. God rest the soul of my boss back then, Mr. Chris. You know, so I remembered I was in the hall, in the studio. It was a rehearsal studio, right? So I was lying down with my back on one of the speakers, the monitors. And I remember picking up my notes to say I wanted to write a song. I think I had help from my brother and friend, Jacob, as he calls himself. And I said, I felt like I want to write a song. But, you know, and I started thinking, at that point, I had a lot of things in my head that I was looking up to, that I wanted to be, that I wanted to become, that I wanted to achieve. Well, every step of the way felt like I take one step and this dream is pushing. I take one step and it's pushing, you know. I had a lot of, you know, rough times, you know, and that was when I started writing. When I look into the world, I see my dream lane, but it's far from me now, you know, and it's getting farther. I really truly wanted to be on a stage. Like, I knew I belonged there somehow. Funny thing is, I'm still not 100% sure, but I know that I have like a stage thing going on. It's either on TV, right? Or on stage, you know, or in an auditorium, in a church. But yes, you know, I just know that, you know, you just know sometimes. And so, but everything that kept happening, kept feeling like you're not going to die. Yeah, just be looking. You're not going to get anywhere, right? So, and that was when I started writing that song. That is getting further, and you know, it feels like I'm never gonna get there. But then, years down the line, things happened, and then you know, I was literally like seriously in front of the mirror. I do that a lot and I question myself and all of that. And then, you know, that's still small voice like, girl, don't worry. It's going to be fine. It's going to make sense. It's not been an easy journey trying to figure it out, trying to make it make sense. But one thing that I have now grown to know and grown to understand about my work or my journey with God is the fact that He is taking me personally through this journey of completely trusting Him. You know, I know that the word in that song is like, I will get there. And it's just, it was a combination of a profession of faith and a confession of trust in God to say, by faith, I will get there. But I will not get there by my strength. I will get there by trusting in you, O Lord. And I would just tell you now that the journey hasn't been easy, but we are here. We are here. And I am so grateful to God for my journey. I'm not ready to tell all my story, as it were, but I know one day it will happen. It will happen. But I'm just loving the preparation, the process from stage to stage. So yeah, that's my story, and I will get there. And I just want to encourage you today watching me that you will get there, whatever there is to you. And you know that in life, there is always a there after the there. So there is no end to being there. It's just per time. So saying, for example, at some point in my life, I gave up on marriage to say, maybe it's not for people like me. You know, but God said, no, it is. And then it happened. That was a there right there. Right? So, yeah, there are things like that. At some point, I felt like maybe there's something wrong with me. Like, I'm not normal. Something is wrong with you, girl. You know? But then I got to a milestone in my life that made me know that no, nothing was wrong with you. It was just part of the process. It was just part of the journey. And I'm learning and I'm evolving and I'm growing, you know? So yeah, basically that's my story. I know it's more like a parable kind of story, but please just bear with me. Just know that what I'm trying to say to you today with that song is that you will get there. It might seem far. It might look like it's too far. It's like, I can't touch it, but I'm really stretching for it, but I can't touch it. Don't worry, keep stretching. Keep, ask for help as you go along the road, right? Keep stretching, keep growing, keep evolving, keep trusting God, and you will get there. So that is my short, coded story behind my song, I Will Get There. I'm gonna play you the video, right? So enjoy it. And next week, I'm switching gears. From next week on WSW, we're going to be doing it live here on YouTube. So please tell your people, your friend, your family to subscribe now, okay? Subscribe to this YouTube channel and I'll be back next week. I'm going to be bringing my guest live on YouTube. So let's be excited for that, okay? Follow me on Instagram as well at Ejiro Osakede so that you can get the updates from there. And then by next week, I'm going to come live with my first guest. So you're going to know who is going to be, what song they're going to talk about. You're going to listen to a clip of the song before they come on the show on Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. You know how we're doing. Until I see you again next week, have a fantastic week. Have a productive week. I love you. But remember that God loves you way, way more. Bye.
Here is a special dedication to everyone who has a vision and is going through things that make you think you won't get there. This song is for you. When I look into the world, I see my dreamland. bed is far from me now, and it's getting farther. Many have gone through this lane. They have stories to tell. Some are good and some are bad, but I've made up my mind that my story will be pleasant and pleasing to hear. In front of the mirror, wondering if I'll ever make it, 'cause of things happening around me. And then I heard this little voice say to me, "My child, you're going to make it." This journey.